you know, you spend years in the real world trying to talk to somebody, and it sounds like they got it, you know. Faith alone and Jesus alone. The finished work of Christ. And then a year later, they say something like, well, I need to do a sacrifice. What? Jesus already did the sacrifice. It's already finished. Tells you they didn't hear a word you said. They act like they know what you're talking about, but they didn't know Jack. They didn't know nothing. They just shake their head. It's just like, it's like you're making music and they're just saying, oh, it sounds good. Sounds good, but they can't digest it. I'm looking at chemtrails above clouds. The chemtrails are back. Ain't that a trip? But you can speak 1,000 words. You can show a point in 1,000 different ways. And they say, yeah, sounds good. But they don't even get it. That's sad. I mean, that's really sad. It's like, why do they keep asking questions? And I'm not talking about online, I'm talking about in the real world. Why do they keep asking questions if they can't hear the basic? A distraction. It's more about me. It's all about, it can only be about self. It can only be about self. If you take all the data points of everything else they say, it's all about being a party, you know, eating and vampiring off of somebody else. They vampire. Think about it. If they don't have an identity, if somebody shows them attention of any kind, they're vampiring off of that to get some kind of feeling, you know. They don't agree with, you know, it's like you see that. You date some woman who pretends to be on the same page or whatever, and she'll mock or mimic it back or whatever. She'll parrot it back. That's the word I'm looking for. She'll parrot it back, and she never even got the first principle, and she don't really care. What she's feeding off of is the attention. She's feeding off of the attention. She's not trying to drink the truth. She's trying to drink of some kind of attention satisfaction issue. It's not about the truth. Sad. I mean, I saw it so many times. And even if it's a friend, you know, they don't want the truth. They just want to fulfill that void, try to make you Jesus for them. They're trying to fill a void that only Jesus can fill. That's why she ends up lying and cheating, and it wasn't real. It was just a temporary satisfaction. Runs to the next thing. She keeps running from place to place because she's got nothing stable in her to be able to stand on some absolute truth, you know. Being too nice to these people. When you're dealing in the real world, you just, the word nice actually means fool. It goes back to being a foolish. But if you're too nice, we use it in a different way nowadays. But if you're too nice to these people, our society uses that word in a different way than it's meant. But if you're too nice to people, they always think they can get over. You give them 1 inch, they take a mile, you know. It's sad. I mean, really sad. You already know this. Everything I'm telling you deep down, you already know, because you are everyone in Christ. Everything's from Christ, right? Per the Son. Everything is from Jesus. He's the author and the finisher. He's the archetype of all things, even the angels. So you're one with everything in Christ. You're one with everyone. But you're not one with the lost because they didn't enter in by faith. But you understand because you had you once were lost, but now you're found. So you understand them, but they don't understand you. You have the old flesh mind. That's all they walk in, is the old flesh mind. So you're one with everybody in Christ, or you know what everybody's doing or thinking in Christ. You know the path. If you talk to them long enough, you know where they are on the path. And they'll try to deceive you by using your own words back at you, but don't listen to that. Listen to them in a different context when they're just talking in general to other people. It's a trip. If you're saved, you are everybody, because you've been unsaved. You've been in the flesh, and you know what walking in the Spirit is, love and truth. You used to be, but now you are. And so Jesus became sin for all men, so you can be a great high priest, even to the unsaved, even to the lost. You can understand where they're at. Their mind is confused. You know, I see a lot of people who are unsaved. They have no logic, you know. And then I see a lot of some of these like computer programmers that are unsaved, and they got some logic, but it's all pride, you know. I went to a computer store the other day to tell that guy how I got my hard drive working, and I was going to help him help other people because it was a big issue. I said the hard drive was, when I plugged it in, it was Windows 10, set it as a pool. And I said, you have to go in and change those settings that it's not a pool, or it doesn't, you have to go in advanced settings. And he looked at me like I was stupid or something. But it's not that. It's like he can't admit somebody might help him understand. Because he couldn't figure that. I told him about it 2 years ago. He couldn't figure it out. But they have pride issues. The worldling has flesh, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so they're either trying to people pleasers or whatever, you know.